Say Lessons from the Lathe live from the Crown Plaza in Stamford, Connecticut. Why you model United Nations? Apparently, not apparently, there was an amazing Shabbos here of the Sanzer Hasidim. The Admir Shlita was here with 800 of his Hasidim. There's a lot of leftover stuff here in the Beis Medrash. Maybe we'll have a chance to even quote something that he said here today on Tu B'Shvat, Parshas Yisro. Right before the Torah is given, we learn that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, "Ve'ata im shama tishma b'koli." If you listen to my words, Rashi comments, Perush Rashi, I believe this is based on the Medrash Tanchuma, "Im atati kablu aleichem, ye'erav aleichem." If you accept this difficulty, seemingly the Torah and mitzvahs, "Shekol haschalas kashos," because all haschalas are kashos. That's the line. And this is a term that's even used in secular society, that all beginnings are difficult. In Israel, this is a slang term that's used. The Atzoras HaTorah, a sefer here in the Beis Medrash, rewritten many, many times, the seventh edition, Rav Elio Chaim Cohen, asks the question, why is that true? We know it to be a term that anytime you start something anew, it's going to be difficult. What does that mean? But he says this is a concept that comes from Ruchnius. Ruchnius sricha lasois al yidei ha'adam atzmo. When it comes to matters of spirituality, you and nobody else are in charge of it. There is no sasa d'shmaya. There's no help. There's no dad who has you start a Ruchnius project with $1 million. That's not a Ruchnius project. That's something different. You got to do it yourself. Ubishlab zeh, ein moil ve'ein shayach sata d'shmaya. Chazal tell us, pitchuli petach kichodo shel machet. The Midrash Rabbah and Shir Shirim comments, v'neiv tach lachem petach pitcho shel olam. That if you were to open even the smallest opening, like the eye of a needle, I will open it up like crazy for you, says Rabbeinu Shalom. This is oft used when it comes to tshuva. That if you open up just a Pesach, just to allow the ruchnius, just to allow the spirituality to come in, I will make sure that it will be full of spirituality. But it's only after you have that opening of Haschalas Kashos that you open up this eye of the needle. In fact, Rav Mordechai Elio, I saw, writes on this Midrash Rabbah, and in other places, also uses the word of Pesach ki machet, again, the eye of a needle. He says, why dafka the eye of a needle? Because the eye of a needle is used, of course, to sew two things together. And if you want to combine, you want to take spirituality and make it part of your physical life, so you got to start off with something. And of course, here, we're starting off with the ultimate, which is called a beautiful spirituality and the needle that combines the two. Rav, the Admir Misan's comments today being Tu B'Shvat. So he comments that all the spirituality of the day of Tu B'Shvat comes from the nature of Eretz Yisrael itself. Eretz Yisrael is the day of, the day of Tu B'Shvat is related and only related to the Pre-Eitz Hadar. The day we daven for the Pre-Eitz Hadar comes from where? From Eretz Yisrael, really. And therefore, that's the ultimate level, says the Sanzer Rebbe. It's a day of spirituality. Ki Odom Ki Eitz Hasoda, he writes. Tu B'Shvat, as I said in my lessons from the Leaves, Arbim Yom Kodim Yitzias Avlad. It's actually 40 days from the one Shita in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of the starting of the world, and even if it's not, it's the starting of spirituality, he says. And that's why he says, the Admir, quoting the Bach, the bracha unochel mipriya uson mituva. Why? Ki beachilas perosa anu nizunim mikedushas hashchina toyus nishba mitavatoy. The kedusha of the aretz, because that's the ultimate form of eating Hashem's food. There's no physicality in it because we don't make it. It comes right off of a tree. It's the connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the spiritual. And one could add, the Sanzer Rebbe doesn't say this, Haschol is cautious when it comes to that as well. Making the most pure of foods, oftentimes it takes years for those trees to actually bud. I had the schus. I have two trees here in Eretz Yisrael. And for the first 3 years, they're orla. So haschol is kashos for everyone. But I saw no fruit on it. And I thought that maybe I got duped in the Arab gardener that installed it, and maybe it wasn't even actually a fruit tree. Haschol is kashos. But if you want, says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, to sew those two things together, it's going to be difficult. I would maybe give the analogy of if someone like myself were to try to sew something, so I probably would have bloody fingers because I don't know what I'm doing. Haschol is kosher. And that says the Oitzos HaTorah. He quotes a Gra in the Eben Shlomo on the Pasuk Lepetach Chitat Rovitz. Any time that somebody is osek in avoda, the Yetzirah is rovetz, he's coming after him. At the beginning of any spiritual project, the Yetzirah is all over you. But that's the only way you could fight it, and afterwards it becomes easier. Rav Cheskel Levenstein says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz l'zchut et Yisrael, gezar asher b'tchilat haderech yiyah koshi. Hashem almost gives us the zchus of a difficulty in the beginning. Why? Says the Or Yecheskel. Kidei she'af l'achar mikan yikabel ha'avoda yikabel ha'oivit zchar ki ilu kol ha'avoda haita b'yegiyah. If it starts out with megiyah, it ends with a tremendous yegiyah. That's the Chasdei Hashem. It's a great thing, the Haschalos Kashos, because the Haschalos Kashos make us into who we are. It's as if everything we do was kasha because the beginning was kasha. Rav Aaron Cutler says that the nature of a person is the following. If a person knows that he can't lift a 50-pound weight, he's not going to try to lift a 70-pound weight. If he can't lift 20 kilo, he can't lift 60 kilo, 50 kilo, 100, he knows that. There's a kal v'chomer that we always draw. Obviously, if I can't do this, I can't do that. If I can't lane one daf of Gemara, clearly I'm never going to finish Shas. Mishenichnos l'mei hayam, says Rav Aaron Cutler. U'kvar b'tchilas haderech inu yachol. If he realizes that he starts to swim, and he wants to swim the lake, he can't even do a few strokes, he's obviously going to give up. He makes a kal v'chomer b'atzmo. Im kein, hu b'tchilas haderech. If the tchilas haderech is kasha, how am I going to continue? Says Rav Aaron Cutler, aval biruchnius, eino kein. El yomara adam, im mitzvah achas kasha lo, l'kaima, a person can say to himself, and not let himself think, that if one thing is difficult, everything is going to be difficult. Kol ha-Torah kulo. The klal is bezman ha-muat shelomdo kashalo kal v'chomer yilamad kamashois lo lo. A person should never think that if I can't learn for 5 minutes without checking my phone, without being not interested, that's my life. That's not ruchnius. Ruchnius is the opposite. The ruchnius hadover, says Rav Aaron Cutler, lehefech. Rak b'tchilas kasha. Only in the beginning it's going to be difficult. But then it's arev u'matok. Mikan v'eilech ye'arev lachem. And therefore, that's why it's so hard, those that are far away from Torah, those that are far away from Ma'asim Tovim, to get close, because they make the wrong kal v'chomer, because they take the physical life and make that kal v'chomer. The Midrash Shmuel on Maseches Avos comments, Ef shet yomar ha'adam, mi ani,
She'achol lichvosh ulechavoy de'iru migdol v'rosha b'shamayim.
Who am I? Talking about the Yetzirah. I might as well sin because I'm going to be able to accomplish fighting the Yetzirah. And he gets yish. I can't fight this milchama of Amalek, if you will.
Lachain Amar.
Therefore, he says, Shehu davar kal ad ma'od lekavsha. But we learned, it was just said, it's so easy. You just have to start and try, and Hashem will help you. And therefore, hadchala yotzei mechetzi hakol. Right in the beginning, it's like finishing half of the work. And therefore, it says, ratz lemitzvah kala. Because if I start to do the little ones, it'll be so much easier to do the rest. Hakol nasev enigmar mi'ilu lefi shemitzvah gereretz mitzvah. We spoke about, in Lessons from the Lev, the small edition, what that means, Mrs. Gorer's mitzvah, and how I had the schus of finding myself in a situation last week where I was zeicha to push myself to go to the Kotel and then, as I left, found Rav Nevenzel there, was able to get a bracha from him, and then in the corner of my eye, I saw someone from our community there and said hello to them. And they said, oh, what a perfect thing, I need a lift home. Because when you're in the midst of a state, you're kula ruchnius. Haschalas kashos is not a, is a true term, but it is not a term we should take to secular life. Because, yeah, it's true. Nobody is really successful unless they inherited something without the blood, sweat, and tears. It wasn't easy for anyone who started their own business, who's an entrepreneur. It's not easy. Watch Shark Tank. All the episodes that they got it hard. It's hard work. It's not easy work. There is one analogy that you can draw. Years ago, I remember watching an episode, Chatasini Maskir. I think it's actually, even though it's reality TV, it's a very... important show for anybody who's in business to see the different ways of business. And there were two people who were working there for a deal. And one person called very quickly that they're out. Not interested in the deal. And these two brothers, I believe they were, said, "What? How? Why are you out so? We didn't even..." Because I know what your last name is. I know who your father is. He's a big... entrepreneur, who's a multimillionaire. And I know that you started out with your father's money. And therefore, the blood, sweat, and tears are not there. That's a physical thing. By ruchnius, it's just never there. Just because your father could be the biggest gadol hador. That's why the Torah and Eretz Yisrael is called a m'orasha. It's not a simple inheritance, it's a heritage. You might have the schus of understanding and seeing, mirtz Hashem, of seeing people like the great Rav Schechter, who I had this chus of sitting next to at Joseph Miller's wedding yesterday. And he was just, Baruch Hashem, this chus, I had a few minutes to sit with him. The stories he tells me, when he gets emotional, he cries because he's kula ruchnius. And you're able to emulate and see people like that. Like my own parents, Baruch Hashem. And say, I want to be like that. I want the ruchnius life. But you got to invest in it. And as Rav Aaron Cutler says, it's going to be hard in the beginning, but then all of a sudden it becomes the biggest pleasure in the world, and all you want to do is learn, sit and learn Torah. You want to sit at a table, as I did at the wedding last night, with great Talmidei Chachamim, sitting and learning Torah, as opposed to maybe the other tables that were maybe not doing that. Haschalas kashos, says Rashi, Rabbanu Shalom is telling Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to give you the Torah. It's not easy. If you mistakenly read any Gadol book and think he's a Gadol today because it was easy for him. He woke up one day and loved Torah, and all of a sudden he wrote his first Sefer and he was 12 years old. It's not true. Blood, sweat, and tears. There's great stories about the real stories of Gedolim. Somebody should write such a book, The Making of a Gadol, similar to that, where it was difficult for them. It was difficult.
Talk about the Haskalos Kashos. Because that's how we accomplish spirituality. To be able to sew, to take the eye of the needle and sew together, it's so hard. Rabbi Zev left, commenting on Tu B'Shvat, said that Tu B'Shvat is about this combination of taking the ruchniest time, which is Dafka, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Nisim V'Neflois, the Geula, the spiritual Geula, taking us out of the spiritual difficulty, the deficiency of a Mitzrayim, and bringing us to Matan Torah. Abram Yom Kodim Mitzias Havlad, Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, we needed that Tu B'Shvat to remind us of spirituality. Maybe that's why we daven over the Esrog on Tu B'Shvat, because it's cool of spirituality. As I pointed out, Zekeli V'Anveyu, maybe it's by Oz Yashir, because it was an ultimate form of Amunah, saying, I'm just going to mamish go into the sea, get my nostrils filled with water, because I know Hashem is on my side. That's kulo spirituality. That's a hasol, that's kasha. Hashem's with me, now you're drowning, and Hashem's with me. And then all of a sudden, Yeshua's Hashem Kerafayim comes. But maybe that's why we learn Zekeli V'Anveyu, his Nob Mitzvah, it's Dafka, because I can't fathom the physical, paying physical money to do a mitzvah. It says pay $1,500 for a pair of tefillin when I could buy one for $500. What's that going to do to me? I can't explain it to you. I know it was difficult that you had to spend that money on the lulav and the esrog, but it elevates you. Makes you feel different. Rav Asher Weiss, who's here in America, relates the idea of Yegiya Satoira is blood, sweat, tears over Torah. It's not easy. But once you get it, it becomes something that's beautiful, but you have to try and try again. Because the more that we are spiritually inclined to learn, the more our heart sees that, the more you will become spiritually inclined, because your heart follows your actions. And even though it might start difficult, you will reap the reward of spiritual success of getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, of being a true Adam ki Eitz Hasada. B'chol Peirusea, and then your Peirus, your children, your children's children, will see that spiritual model, and you'll explain to them it wasn't easy. But they'll be zoicha to take that together with them. We should be zoicha to accept upon ourselves this Shabbos, the Torah, anew, again, as we do whenever we read a laning. Whenever we say Az Yashir, we should think about accepting Amuna again. Shabbos Shira is really Shabbos Shira's Amuna. And when we read about Matan Torah, we should know what it meant to say Nasa V'Nishma at a time when they were just getting out of spiritual immorality. As I said, the Rabbi Lef said that combination is a little bit easier when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, because it's all spirituality. Nobody makes Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and has a story how easy it was. Oh, we went to the government office, there were no lines there, it was great, and we spoke broken Hebrew, and they loved it, and they were so happy, and they hugged us. No, there's no story like that, my friends. Eretz Yisrael Nikne Be'esurim. Shiduchim are also very hard, because it's a spiritual connection that's starting. And with any of those type of things, it's not going to be easy in the beginning, because I'm letting you do the work in the beginning so that it's easier. And don't make kal v'chomers, ever. If I can't do this, kal v'chomer, I won't be able to do that, because there are people who tell amazing stories about how they couldn't read a Mishnah and they've done Shas Mishnayis. I spoke to one of our Talmidim who told me this. Over and over again has finished Shas Mishnayis. I was in the lowest shir in yeshiva, and now I'm sitting in one of the great Gedolim shir in YU. Believe in yourself. Hashem believes in you. Give Hashem the nachas that we are put on this earth for, and with that we zoicha to be as goyel tzedek b'meir v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.